fascinating discoveries. I had to laugh when I read an ancient artifact which was thousands of years old. Well, I didn't actually read it, it was interpreted and was a list of excuses for not showing up at work. Some of the excuses were, brother was being embalmed and I was bit by a scorpion. I would have to say they were two pretty good reasons not to show up at work. When objects like this are found, it is like a window into the past, and while the excuses were different from today, they also showed people were a lot like us today and had jobs, families and homes. Another find of ancient pottery sheds seemed to indicate they were used for students having to write things over and over if they didn't pay attention in class. Apparently, they used pottery instead of paper to write on. As I said, people may not have been so different from us in ancient times. A human vertebrae was found in Israel. That in itself may not be newsworthy, but it was dated at being 1.5 million years old. This could change the history of humans. According to scientists, the humans should have all been in Africa. The bone is not of a Homo sapien, a modern human such as we are, but it is from one of our supposed ancestor races. Another find was made of an ancient human bone in the country of Georgia. The bone was dated at 1.8 million years and was from a different race of humans than the bone found in Israel. I have wondered about all these races of so-called humans that supposedly we have evolved from. Placing bones in order of change might be misleading us into coming to certain conclusions which are not true. What if we came from somewhere else, somewhere other than the Earth, say Mars for example? Scientists have indicated we didn't because we have some DNA from other races such as Neanderthals. I say, what does that prove? It only proves Neanderthals and Homo sapiens had babies together somewhere along the timeline and their DNA got into our bodies. I think one of the main differences between us and ancient people is the fact they probably worked much harder than we do today and had mostly shorter lives. Some ancient races were more advanced than others. Many believe the ancient Minoans were the most advanced in their time. They existed from 3500 to 1100 BC. It is thought they could have been what the Atlantis legend is based on. They were involved in trade around the Mediterranean and had incredible structures. As far as we know, they were the first to have indoor toilets. They had palaces which were four stories high with indoor plumbing. They could write and read. Their island was hit with a tragedy of historic proportions when Santorini was blown apart by a volcano. We are still struggling with their language, which means there is still a lot to learn. It was believed Homo sapiens arrived in Western Europe 54,000 years ago. This means the estimate of when they arrived has been pushed back further. A cave was found where Neanderthals moved out and Homo sapiens moved in. Scientists believe both races existed at the same time in that period. A finding was made in France which seemed to prove cave people moved to warmer caves in the Ice Age. They moved to caves in southern France from colder ones in northern France. There has even been a theory stating it might have been for vacation. I just can't see all that walking for a vacation, especially with the dangers attached in those days. I have mentioned this before, but I am amazed by the fact we keep finding new structures and artifacts in Egypt. We have been digging there for hundreds of years and yet archaeologists claim 90% of structures are still under the sands. Yes, this is just an estimate and could be incorrect, but so far, we are still finding things. Remember those pottery sheds I spoke about above? Over 18,000 of them were found. I wonder if someday a future archaeologist will find a piece of a blackboard with the words, "I must not talk during class," written over and over. We have all seen them in movies, those ancient Greek helmets which look like they were not only designed for protection, but also to look very scary. Can you imagine what it would be like to find one intact? Well, it has happened, and not in Greece, but in Italy. There is a ruin which is believed to have been a temple to Athena where a dig was conducted. The helmet was found in southern Italy along with bits of ancient armor and pieces of weapons. It is believed an ancient naval battle took place there. It was the Battle of Illa between the ancient Greeks and the Phoenicians. There was also a second helmet found, but it was Etruscan. Archaeologists believe they may have found Captain James Cook's ship. They found it off the coast of Rhode Island. The ship is the HMS Endeavour and was said to have been sunk during the American Revolution by the British on purpose. The Rhode Island Marine Archaeology Project in Rhode Island claims even though the ship fits the description of the Endeavour, declaring it Cook's ship is premature. The archaeologists who found the ship are challenging the idea it is not the Endeavour. A star map was found which is 5,500 years old and from Sumeria. It was inscribed on a clay tablet. While the star map is interesting in its own right, it also shows what is believed to be an impact by an asteroid with the Earth. They showed on the tablet they had watched as it slammed through the atmosphere and hit the planet. They called it a white stone bowl. An ancient statue was found in Mexico. It is of a part man and part coyote. The statue has the head of a coyote and body of a man. It was discovered when a construction project was started in Tarascan, in the city of Tzintzuntza. The site is now known as the Place of the Coyotes, and representatives of the spirits of coyotes are found in the area. Some very interesting objects and structures are being found every year across the globe. The sad part of this is many objects are destroyed on purpose or pillaged. This is our history, and destroying and stealing these objects hides some of our history from us.